fine. It's groovy, it's free. It's torrid, it's classic. It's Jubilee. Hey, man, you've heard of Daniel in the Lion's Den. You've heard of Anthony and Cleopatra on the Nile. Well, you've even probably heard of K-Rations, haven't you? Well, tonight we're going to go at one better. Here's another Jubilee from New York City. Coming at you will be Claude Hopkins and his fine band. The vibrant piano of Dorothy Donegan. That zoot zany Colonel Stoopnagel. The famous Duff Smith and his ever-loving trio. Lovely Una Mae Carlisle. The man who's known as the Webster of the Reef Fleet Set, Dan Burley. And as your master of ceremonies, that man about uptown, particularly the Elks Rendezvous, Ralph Cooper.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mel Allen, and hello, fellas. I can't think of a better way to start off a New York Jubilee show than to get into the groove and really move. And when it comes to groovy moving, here's a group that'll knock you to your deuce of benders before you can say Joe Louis. It's Claude Hopkins and his men playing Jumpin' In Again Mill. Carry, Claude, carry.
Thank you.
Turning now to the Righteous Rhythm Department, we come to a trio entirely surrounded by a kid called Stuff Smith. And here is Stuff. Come on out here, old man.
Yeah. What's it up, Coop?
Well, Stuff, are you mellow as a pewter scooter?
I'm depressed, Jack.
Oh, please. Are you bouncy as a one-way yo-yo?
I'm soggy like a sponge cake.
All right, Stuff. Start making stardust.
Hmm?
What are you going to lay on it?
It. Stop. Where's the boys? It. Oh. Stop. Look. That's what it is.
Well, that's what the boys are doing. They're stopping.
Stopping.
And they're looking for the cue. Where the cue is about here.
Hey,
so that means the boys will be here.
They're here. They're here. There's the boys.
Well, there's nothing like boys getting here. They finally arrived.
Yeah, man.
They must have come by way of Pittsburgh, do you think? Yeah, well, they're here at least. That's something. Yeah, don't hit them, Stuff.
Ralph LaGuardia. Stop looking. Hit it, man. I'll see you after the show.
Naturally.
Stop looking. Someone kissing. Stop, look what you're missing. See how my heart sighs. You got such great big eyes. Stop looking. You're my honey. I'll bet all my money, everything is sunny when you roll those crazy eyes. I have been from coast to coast, but my heart tells me it's you I love the most. Stop, look, never leave me. Stop, look, please believe me. You're the grandest prize. You got such big, big eyes.
Thank you. That was Stuff Smith, and that was really chopped liver as it should be chopped. A little chopping will be done, too, I can imagine, by the Stuff himself. And now we proceed to look about, and we find ourselves in Harlem Town. In Harlem Town, at the good old Elks Rendezvous, we find the 20th century comic, the one and only, the inimitable, Brother Pig Meat Marco.
Wow. hello there, Coon.
Well, how do you do, Pig?
Oh, boy, I haven't seen you in quite some time.
Yeah, where you been?
Been down home in Kawushup, Georgia.
You ain't been home to Kawushup.
Oh, Georgia's jumping.
I can imagine. Ooh, I can imagine.
The whole town has done changed everything.
Changed around?
Yeah.
What's new?
Oh, you remember the river was on the west side?
The river on the west side.
The big river.
Oh, yeah, way over on the west side.
Yeah.
Where we used to go swimming.
Sure.
Sure.
They moved it over on the east side
oh,
now.
Oh, Pig.
Yes, they have.
They did, huh?
And boy, you remember Johnson's Hill?
Yeah.
They have tore it down and got a big football park there now.
A football park?
Yes,
a stadium.
Yes, sir.
Well.
You heard of your Rose Bowl?
Yes.
You heard of your Sugar Bowl?
Yes.
Boy, we got a bowl down in Georgia just won't quit called the Chitlin Bowl.
Oh, hush. No, really.
Yeah, while I was there, I went to see a game of football in the park.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Me and Josh Jones went together.
Oh, you went together?
Yeah.
I see, yeah.
We walked to the gate to buy him a ticket. It didn't cost for the quarter to get in.
Uh-huh.
We walked to the gate to buy that ticket, and a humpback man got between us the gate.
Yeah.
And after we stood back, and the humpback man walked up and laid down a quarter, bought him a ticket, and went in to see the game.
Sure.
Behind the humpback man, me and Josh walked up, laid down our two quarters, bought our tickets, we went in to see the game.
I got you.
Everywhere we went, that humpback man was right behind.
Follow.
We went up in the grandstand, wanted to see the game right good. The humpback man come sit right down beside me and my buddy.
Uh-huh.
The whistle blows. The boys started playing the game.
Yeah.
The humpback man knowed everybody's playing in the game,
uh-huh.
and he started to holler. Hello, Edgar Martin. Get off the man's head, Joe Doe. What's it gonna say to that Slim Thomas? He raised so much fan, the players got disgusted and couldn't play the game.
Well, I can understand that. What happened?
Well, the right back told the quarterback to tell the halfback to go up in the grandstand and get the humpback and give him the game and give him the quarterback.
No, no, no. That was really a mix-up, I'm telling you. Nothing short of it. That's a whole lot of passing around.
Oh, dude. And while I was there, I went to Lucinda's house.
Lucinda Johnson.
Oh, she gave a marvelous birthday party for me.
She did? Who was there?
Everybody in town was there.
Some of my folks?
Some of your folks was there.
Did they ask about me?
You know they did.
What'd you tell them?
Oh, I told them last time I saw you was doing tolerable fair.
Uh-huh. What did you do at the party?
Oh, we played all kinds of games.
Oh, I like to go to those parties for the games.
Yes, indeed.
What games did you play?
Played a game called Fair and Well,
uh-huh.
Selling the Kisses,
yeah.
Beating Around the Mudberry Bush.
Oh, those other games are old, but that other game, Fair and Well.
Yeah.
Now, that's a brand new game. I've never played that.
Oh, that was a marvelous game, though.
It was a good game?
Yes, indeed.
Well, tell me, how does Fair and Well go?
Well, all the girls get in one room.
Uh-huh.
The boys in another room.
Yeah.
The boys got to go over and kiss the girl. That's Fairy jumping out the well.
Yeah.
If the girl's too ugly for that boy to kiss, he had to give her a quarter.
No. Let me understand.
Uh-huh.
All the boys in one room and all the girls in another.
Yeah.
The boy comes out of his room, he goes into the girl's room.
Uh-huh.
He sees a real pretty girl.
Pretty girl.
He kisses
he
her.
He had to kiss her.
But if he meets one of those ugly, funny-looking gals,
yeah.
he got to give her a quarter.
Yeah. And your sister was there. She made $9.75.
Yeah, well, you certainly know. I don't appreciate that one bit. Now, you don't have to tell me any more stories about home. That'll end home. Let home stay home. And now, men, adjust your safety belt. Latch yourselves in and get braced up against something because Claude Hopkins is taxiing down the runway with the brightest thing in his book. think you've heard Gidget manipulating before. Get a load of what's going to hit your ears now. We went over to the Zanzibar last night, and the piano playing of Dorothy Donegan has the customers hanging by their thumbs, swinging from their collarbones, and jiving from their eyebrows. We got a firm grip on this kid and escorted her over to Jubilee. And here she is, Dorothy Donegan. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Dorothy Donegan. That was jivey enough to make a footlocker curl up his toes and go on a 12-mile hike. And now, since Jubilee is a program that's thrown at you cats, with strictly off-the-cuff jive, we got the Daddy Jive Man of Harlem to give you the spiel that's fluid and the words that pop. In fact, he's written the only authentic book on it. So here he is, the man who learned his ABCs in the School of Zoot, Dan Burley. Well, Dan, what's the mood you're in?
Oh, man, knock me a bit of skin.
With a twist of the wrist.
And a touch of the fist.
A little elbow before you go.
How about the shoulder?
I'm just a year older.
A touch of the ear.
Before I go to bed?
Ma.
What you gonna do tonight on Jubilee, Dan?
I got a few moons in June. You know, poems.
Oh, poems. Well, I can read poetry myself.
Hey, if this is a poetry contest, make way for Henry Wadsworth Fatfall.
Well, it's Colonel Stoopnagel. Colonel, we're starting out with the poetry. What's your contribution?
Well, my contribution is, Little Miss Tuffet sat on a muffet, eating of words and caves. Along came a tighter and sat side be downer and frightened this waif of the muff.
That's pretty good. Cooper, it's up to you. Put on a riff now.
Well, okay. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
There you go with that unhip jazz again. If you're ever going to get hip, back, Jack, here's how the poem goes. For the dim before Nick died, and all through the crib, you could hear Joe Hip feeling that righteous ad lib. Them leg sacks were sagged by the smoke hole. In fact, they were lambs unhip big on Santa's fine sack. The cats and the chickens were all knocking and nod, while the most anxious ideas drew their think boxes cry. And the head chick was snorting, but I tossed and rolled, trying to call a wink as Hudson's blue cold.
Oh, I know that one. I thought it went like this. 'Twas the crisp before nightmas, and all how the fruit. Not a stircher was preaching, not mouse in the knee. The chimneys were hung by the stockney with care, and next at St. Popolis, soon would be said. Paragraph. And claim him ex-herd as he sashed out of dyke, marry almost to Chris, and to night a good all.
Well, a good all that was, too. Okay. That was really a good all. Well, Dan, how did you like that?
Ralph, I don't know what that cat was made of gums on, but whatever it was solid confusion.
Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate that. As for me, I got a cut out to my pad, sash the frame, and knock a nod.
The English translation, Mr. Burley.
Good night, fellow.
Good night, Dan.
Well, good night, and Dan, you, Burl, thank you. You know, Ralph, my main reason for dropping in on Jubilee tonight was to popularize a new dance I just invented.
A new dance?
Uh-huh.
My ears are all akimbo.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Oh, please.
You know, Ralph, most of the dances these days require a chart and a set of blueprints and some vitamin B1, but not mine.
Well, what's this new dance called?
Well, it's called At Ease, and it's for soldiers who have just been on a 20-mile hike. Are you ready to learn it?
All ready.
Good. Now, do exactly as I tell you.
Okay.
First, you don't lift your left foot. Then you don't lift your right foot. Then you don't swing your partner, and you don't bow from the waist.
Well, it sounds easy so far.
Oh, wait, that's only the first part. Now, when you don't hear the music, go rip-a-tippy-tippy. You don't roll your eyes, and you don't shake your hippies. Then you don't whirl around and you fail to go to town. Three times in a row, you neglect the bend and you stand stock still, and that's the end.
Yeah, that really is. That's the end. Right? Yeah. That's a nice dance, Colonel. And before you go, I'd like to try it with you.
Well, I'd be glad to, Ralph, but after that last one, my feet are killing me. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, I can understand. I can appreciate it. I think we should all thank Colonel Stoopnagel for a great contribution to the modern art of courtesy call. That was really all right. The boys are all set to take off. Contact, Claude. Avant, avant. Thank you. you, Claude Hopkins. It's been a real pleasure to have your music on Jubilee for the last 3 weeks. Well, men, the riff notes have been ripped. The mellow stuff has been stuffed, and the arpeggios have been arpeggioed until they're ready to turn into cadenzas. In other words, men, it's time to scram. But keep your address handy. Jubilee, Los Angeles, USA. The next time Eli Booge comes bouncing your way, your master of ceremonies will be your favorite butterball, Ernie Whitman. So to borrow a sign-off from the blimp that walks like a man, this is Ralph Cooper saying, from the bottom of my heart, so long, good luck, and God bless you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.